Excuse me, sir.
I'm not interested.
Are you Ace Colwood?
Depends on who's asking.
Answer the question, sir.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
I have these for you. Matt says to put them on and meet him at the American History Museum.
What are they?
Good luck.
What?
What makes a company great? What makes a company tick? You know, the companies that have lasted for years and will be around for years to come. At Markel Group, what we've found is that it's beyond great product or service. Those are important, sure, but it's really about the people who drive culture, who embody the spirit of the work, and who build lasting relationships across organizations. We're on a journey to tell the stories of those people, the ones who make Markel Group successful. Welcome to Markel Style.
Ace! How are you, sir?
Hi, Matt.
Good to see you. Welcome to the American History Museum.
Well, I found it. I found you, and this is the sketchiest way we've opened an episode, I think, ever.
Well, all I have to say is those are some beautiful shoes you have on, sir.
I appreciate the gift, I think, and I might say the same about your shoes.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm sure there's a story, and I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Well, let's go do it.
Matt, you promised me a story. You promised me the greatest story about an insurance claim. Actually what you promised.
Well, get ready to live. You and everybody else are going to enjoy this one. It starts in 2005 when a guy named Dave Washburn from the insurance company Markel got a phone call.
Dave Washburn, Style Award winner, insurance claims at Markel.
Dave Washburn, been there 18 years, is an absolute legend. Yes, Ace.
This is a Dave story.
This is a Dave story.
I love a Dave story.
We do. And so here's the thing.
Hey folks, I'm going to have to interrupt this one, because if you know Ace and I, you know that we can get a little bit excited when we tell these stories. And unfortunately, we went a little long on this one, so I'm going to give you the condensed version to save a little time. Basically, what happened is we insured a very expensive item at a museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Unfortunately, that item was stolen, which prompted the museum to call Dave Washburn to file a claim. Now, one of the things that Dave is known for is resolving claims like this very quickly, and that's exactly what he did. But when the item in question is very expensive, Dave's team will actually put out a reward to try and recover it. And it took a few years, but eventually they got what sounded like a legitimate tip from an attorney who said that his client had the stolen item. This prompted Dave to call the FBI, and we'll go ahead and let him tell you what happened next.
So yeah, we weren't quite sure how it was going to play out. So we had actually strategized with the FBI for about 4 hours the night before. So we got a legitimate art gallery in Minnesota, and we actually staged two FBI guys. So when the attorney brought them in, and we spent about an hour inspecting them, and determined that they were probably legit.
Yeah.
FBI kind of gave a code word to us that we had rehearsed. Fortunately, the attorney at that point, while they were still in the possession, excused himself to use the restroom. They got us out of there. The FBI came in and proceeded to take possession of the...
I thought you delivering these things was the sketchiest part of the story, but Dave's in the middle of a sting with the FBI.
Oh, you think that's sketchy? Let's listen to one of our attorneys, John. He's going to describe one of the things that will really make you like squirm on this one.
The morning of the sting, the FBI agents took pictures of Dave and Valerie, so they knew what they looked like. So if they rushed in and things got messy, they didn't get shot. You know, to hear Dave tell that story, he's like, so they're taking a picture of me, and I'm like, why? And it was so we don't shoot you.
The good news is that the item was recovered during the sting. The bad news is that the FBI had to hold on to it until the case was closed. It wouldn't be for another 12 years that they received a call from the man who originally stole the item. This means that Markel will soon take possession of the item, And one of the things that Markel likes to do in situations like this is to go back to the original owner to give them the opportunity to repurchase the lost item for the original claim amount. That's what's going to happen in this case, and we're happy to say that the item will be going back to the rightful owner.
No way. So we're coming full circle. The thing was stolen, sledgehammer, out of the plexiglass, through a series of events, through a sting, etc. Dave has been on the case for now 12, 18 years.
Yes.
And we are getting to a place where we've recovered the thing and the owner might get it back.
Yep.
Which leaves, I think, maybe the most important question and the reason I have sat through your history lesson for the last however many minutes. Matt, what artifact are we talking about?
Ace, have you ever seen the 1939 cinematic classic shot in Technicolor called The Wizard of Oz?
Yellow Brick Road, Dorothy, that one.
That's the one. Do you know which museum it was in Grand Rapids, Michigan?
I have not a clue.
The Judy Garland Museum. Now, if you were going to have a Judy Garland Museum, which would be the most coveted item that you would put in there?
I would imagine that would be the ruby red slippers.
The ruby red slippers, that is exactly right. Now, the thing is, I couldn't actually find ruby red slippers in size 14, which is what we both wear. So, unfortunately, you're going to be stuck with some ruby red Air Jordans.
That explains so much.
Yes. But wow. Do you know why we're actually at the American History Museum?
No.
The only pair of ruby red slippers that's on public display from the movie is in this museum.
So a little piece of American history sitting behind us, courtesy of a long journey of history at Markel in making sure that artifact that was stolen is now getting returned to the right place. Some shoes are getting matched together, and our shoes, as they're matched together, might take a little walk down a yellow brick road to go check out the shoes that are in the museum behind us.
I think we should. So here's to Dave Washburn, and thanks for the story on that one.
Oh, that's incredible. Matt, thank you for that. Dave, incredible work. Let's go check out some kicks.
Let's do it.
What comes to mind when I think of Dave is just his ability to, you know, be always on the front foot, always leading the charge within the claims organization and being there for clients when they need us most.
When people disagree with you, it's often, nope, sorry, I don't like what you're saying, and this is the way we have to go. And he always acknowledges the validity of what people have said before he explains why he disagrees.